The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
Tougher times ahead, retrenchments more than double in the second quarter, and the numbers are set to stay high in the coming months.
I'm Olivia Kui.
And I'm Haryanto Diman. Now you can subscribe to the Straits Times channel so you never miss a single episode.
Now the number of retrenchments in Singapore has more than doubled in recent months as COVID-19 takes its toll on companies. The April to mid-June circuit breaker and the resulting economic recession forcing many firms to slash staff.
The labour market report for the second quarter shows retrenchments shot up with 8,130 workers losing their jobs. The figure is much higher than the preliminary estimate of 6,700 released in July. The Manpower Ministry notes that while the latest numbers are higher than during the SARS outbreak, it's still lower than the global financial crisis.
Well, the trend is reflected in Singapore's unemployment rate. For locals, it rose to 4.1% in July, up from 3.8% in June. The overall unemployment rate for locals and foreigners combined rose to 3% in July, up from 2.8% in June. MOM said it will release unemployment rates monthly instead of quarterly to better detect shifts in the market.
Let's bring in NTUC Assistant Secretary General Patrick Tay to discuss this further. Patrick, thank you so much for coming on to the show. Patrick, based on these figures, are we expecting the third quarter to be worse? Or do you think we will see the employment situation in Singapore get better?
Yes, I think the Q2 labour market report has just been released. We see the retrenchment figures in the Q2 more than double from Q1. I think total for at least for the first half of the year, looking at slightly more than 11,000. That's more than entire of 21.9. So I think we are starting to see the effects of, besides the lockdown, the various safe management measures, as well as the COVID-19 pandemic ramifications and the challenges that many countries, including Singapore, is facing. So I do expect in Q3 and Q4 to see retrenchment numbers still high. As you know, in the last month alone, we have heard quite a number of the major retrenchments from Suntec to the SIA. So I think these figures will be reflected in Q3 and Q4. So definitely the next two quarters, the retrenchment numbers will remain large.
Well, Patrick, as you know, there are currently various government support measures, for example, the job support scheme, to help cushion the impact of the pandemic on the jobs market. But DPM Heng Swee Keat has said that these measures, of course, will not be available for an indefinite period of time. If that happens, you know, how will the jobs market survive when these support measures stop, like when the JSS stops in March next year?
Yeah, that's why there's a whole spectrum of schemes available, not just to help companies and businesses to cope with the current pandemic challenges, but at the same time also prepare them for the longer haul. I think it's important that many companies and businesses be able to pivot and adapt to this next normal, particularly with all the various safe management measures as well as the various restrictions, not just in Singapore, but in the region and across the globe. So I think it's very crucial for companies and businesses to be able to start re-strategizing and preparing themselves for the longer haul. Because as you know, some of the measures, and of course, we know the job support scheme will stretch a bit more till early next year. But I think the government is adopting an approach where we try to support companies and businesses to try to cut costs to save jobs. At the same time, also encourage companies and businesses to embrace some of these next normal, as well as digitalization, as well as the restructuring and transformation all at one go. I think so it's important actually for companies and businesses to really grapple with the changes to stay ready, relevant and resilient.
Now that's on the part of businesses and companies. Now Patrick, say for job seekers, what advice do you have for job seekers?
I think it's very important for job seekers. As you know, the market is, besides the fact that we are a tight labour market situation, I think the latest employment figures and the labour market figures do not augur well. You know, number of employment opportunities have dropped. At the same time, also employment rate has dropped. So I think it's important for workers and individuals and Singaporeans in general to look at whatever opportunities that are available in the various sectors, including those sectors that are growing and where they are still hiring. I think to explore some of these sectors and openings. At the same time, also for those who are currently in their respective employment, to see how to deep skill and also multi-skill and reskill themselves. Because I think many businesses and organizations will need to pivot, will need to transform, will need to restructure to grapple with many of these changes. So I think both sets of workers who are in their jobs to stay employable and employed. At the same time, also for workers who are looking out for openings, particularly those who are affected by layoffs in recently in the past year or upcoming, I think important to, you know, stay resilient and stay adaptable. At the same time, also stay agile to pick up the skills in those in-demand areas.
Well, thank you so much, Patrick, for setting aside time to speak with us. We were speaking to Patrick Tay, Assistant Secretary General of NTUC.